everyone. Welcome to the Finance Administration Operations Committee meeting. Secretary, please call the meeting to order.
Director Peterson?
Here.
Director Jassy?
Here.
Director Gonzalez?
Here.
Chair, we have a forum.
Thank you. Any public comments? Any public? All right, there being no public comments, let's move to item number four, approval of the minutes of the Finance Administration Operations Committee meeting and executive session held on, that should be September 8th, I believe. I think it was a Tuesday last time we met. Just to verify that. We moved that up, so we just need to change that.
18th or what?
I think it was the 18th, it was a Tuesday we met, was it?
It was previously the 19th, and we changed it back to the
18th. We changed it to the 18th. Any questions about the minutes? Okay, there being no questions, we have a motion to approve. So, second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion passes. We are now going to go into item number five, the 2013 tentative budget presentation. Mike Kelsey is going to give us a overview of the budget for 2013.
Okay, so Mike is going to make his way up. I also want to take a moment to thank everybody on our staff for their hard work. This is not an easy task, and we do have larger budget books available that for you when you leave today. You'll be taking those with you, or should be. They're going to be hot off the presses. This really $1.5 billion spending plan for 2013 provides for $922 million in capital investments that are going to create, we believe, thousands of jobs and really help promote the regional economy, but of course advance the Move Illinois program. That's approximately twice as much as we had this year. So, you know, a significant increase in activity, but also really an indication that the Move Illinois program is ramping up. It funds projects like the start of the Elgin O'Hare, continued work on the Jane Addams, the 29457 interchange. We'll be going through all those projects during my budget presentation. And we really have tried to hold the line on base operating costs with an increase of just 4%, which he'll go into as well and kind of describing, you know, how we get to that number and what some of the factors driving increases in operating costs for us are. We do, at this point, I would say maybe a little bit more than tentatively plan to issue about $1 billion of new bonds next year. I think there probably is a need for a future board presentation about that schedule and just our plans right now and what some of those decision points are going to be so we can map out at what point, you know, your impact or the your opinions and your indications of what you'd like our plan to be, where you should weigh in with those and how we should schedule that. But overall, you know, I think it shows that we remain dedicated to advancing the Move Illinois program and really trying to hold the line on significant operating growth. So So thanks to everybody, and Mike, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy. This is really the first kind of formal public step in the budget process, as I think all of you know. Our budget is developed in a fashion that's laid out in our trust indenture, our contract with our bondholders. One of those requirements is that in October that we prepare and seek approval from the board of directors a tentative budget. And that's why we're here today, to discuss with the committee a draft of that tentative budget and what we think we would recommend. If you will.
Next slide.
Thanks. So the schedule for that budget process, as mentioned today, in October, we'll consider approval of the tentative budget. In November, also in the statute, we would seek public review and public comment in the form of a public hearing as well as an open house. Is typically in the recent years how we've handled that seeking of public comment. We bring that public comment back to the board. Thank you. Back for the November board meeting, and then we could incorporate any changes and bring the final product back to the board in December for a vote on the final budget. So in October, we won't be asking for a vote on the final product. We'll be asking for a vote on a tentative proposal that we take out to the public. With respect to the 2013 tentative budget priorities, and Christie's kind of laid the framework for this, the budget is aligned with TOA priorities. We have a series of goals, series of performance metrics that we will incorporate into the budget document that you'll be able to review that prioritize public safety, customer service, promoting the regional economy, fostering environmental responsibility and sustainability, collaborating with other transportation agencies, regional transportation and planning agencies, and finally transparency and accountability. And in the budget document, we'll try to lay out for you how each of the investments in a large picture way are consistent with these priorities. With respect to the budget highlights, I think as we go through this, you'll see that revenue growth in 2013 will continue at a modest but steady rate of growth. That the maintenance and operations increases, for the most part, that are in the tentative budget proposal support Move Illinois or include reclassifications of items that we previously considered to be capital, but now that they've reached a different stage in development, are being moved to the operating budget. And the capital program, of course, is largely the Move Illinois program, in addition to some ongoing business needs for capital, as well as a small piece for congestion relief program that's continuing to spend through 2016. We've laid this slide out in kind of in the fashion that the trust indenture requires that we prioritize revenue. As revenue comes into the tollway, the first priority laid out in that document is that you need to fund the operating costs of the system. Bondholders, as well as the public, would prioritize the actual operation and running of the system so that it can be used and for tolls and so forth. In this particular category, this year you will see that the increase is $15.9 million, but that $5.2 million of those items were previously allocated to capital, and that the base growth in the maintenance and operations budget is 4%, which is consistent with what we laid out in the financial plan for Move Illinois last year. After you fund operating costs, your obligation is to fund debt service payments or debt service obligations. And then revenues that are available after debt service can be used for renewal and replacement of the system. Again, these are capital items, repair and renewal. And finally, any funding that's available after meeting those obligations can be used for improvements to our system or enhancements to our system. And renewal and replacement and improvement are simply two separate capital accounts that involve repairing, restoring, and improving our system, tollway system. Right. Hopefully, the numbers are large enough to see on the screen, but wanted to go through the revenue estimates really quickly. As we mentioned, revenues show steady and continued growth. There was a modest change to the estimate in fiscal year 2012 that we've made. That really isn't a change of anything related to economic conditions. It simply reflects the accounting change that KPMG had suggested with respect to the treatment of evasion recovery. If you recall, maybe from an earlier meeting, KPMG, in the course of our audit, had determined that they disagreed with our prior auditor that evasion recovery should in fact be counted or recorded on a cash basis as opposed to an accrual basis. And what we did was to reverse out that receivable that we had carried in 2011 and we reversed it out in 2012. So you'll see a reduction here in a toll and evasion recovery between the budget and the estimate. It's all related to that accounting change.
Is the budget and estimate, is the estimate, is that 9 months or is that 12 months?
12 months.
So we so you're looking at, you're projecting out the next 3 months?
Yes.
What it's going to be?
Right.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure whether under or over budget, because we based it on 963, and now you base it 951, based on KPMG's evasion recovery, that we're doing that. So, okay, so you still think we're gonna come in then at close to that 963, take less the evasion recovery?
At this point in the year, we haven't made any, well, I can say this, at this point, total revenues are still slightly ahead of what we projected, or CDM Smith projected at the start of the year. Not a large enough amount that we make a formal change to our estimate on the basis of that difference. So, you know, we think we will, our best estimate at this time is 960, but if the positive news were to continue for total revenues, we could possibly exceed that by the end of the year.
And the projections for 2013, you have there at 977, that's a 3% increase or 2.5% increase or something?
It really represents, remember, if you take the one-time accounting change out of the mix, that really represents about a 1.3% increase.
Okay.
That is a lower rate of growth than what CDM Smith had forecast a year ago for 2013. And that's really due to two factors. The economy in 2012 and 13, the forecasts for the economy are not quite as robust as they were. Maybe robust was never the term to use, but not quite as positive. Still positive growth, but not quite the rate of growth that economists had been forecasting a year ago. Plus there's the continuing increase in the use of IPAS has impacted our revenues as well.
Gas prices coming down has probably helped also. Are we seeing that too?
Yeah, I think fuel prices coming back down are helping now, but we did have some points earlier in the year where they were spiking up and impacting to a degree. Yeah. So, as I mentioned, revenues expected to grow, toll revenue expected to grow about 1.3%. Toll revenue invasion recovery in total, 977. Total revenue, 986 million.
So, Mike, I'm clear that in 2011 audit, the auditors reduced the accounts receivable for the invasion recovery because it wasn't collected. And because of that, we'll see that revenue come in 2013 now, correct?
What happened in the audit was that we had a receivable that was outstanding, net of an allowance for doubtful accounts. The auditors chose to pass on making that adjustment because it was immaterial, but we want to reflect that adjustment in 2012. So we need to reverse the revenue that was...
2012?
Yeah, in 2012,
okay.
Precisely.
It's just a matter of when it's booked, right?
Yeah.
So it will come eventually.
Yes.
The revenue itself.
Thank you.
Okay, that revenue is allocated $283 million to maintenance and operations. In this tentative budget, we have not provided for an increase in the operating reserve. It's currently at $27.4 million. The debt service transfer will be $317 million, and as Christy mentioned, would provide for the issuance of as much as $1 billion in new bonds to finance the Move Illinois program. And after meeting those debt service and operating obligations, there would be $386 million of revenue that could be deposited into these two capital accounts, a renewal and replacement improvement, that we will spend on the Move Illinois and the CRP programs. So, speak a little bit about the maintenance and operations budget from a kind of the 20,000 foot level. Maintenance and operations increase, the gross increase that you would see in the budget document is $15.9 million. As I mentioned, there were several items that we identified this year that had been previously funded in capital that we are moving to operating costs, and that's about $5.2 million. Those items include things like the development of our GIS system. And now that we've kind of developed it and populated it, there are ongoing support and maintenance and update costs that we feel are better reflected in the operating budget. That's one example. There's also our bioswale maintenance, the bioswale that we constructed in lieu of building a retaining wall right on the tri-state.
Yes.
To handle stormwater drainage. That has maintenance associated with it as well. And then there's some pavement inspection and quality assurance contracts that previously were in capital that were funding and operations. From a governmental accounting standards, from a GAAP basis, that's probably the more appropriate place to put these contracts. That's why we moved it. After adjusting for that change, the operations-based growth is 4%, about $10.7 million. And once again, the retirement contribution, the increase in the retirement contribution, constitutes a significant portion of that required increase in funding, actually almost a third.
Is that anticipating what the General Assembly will do in the session coming up as far as pension, as far as shifting the burden at all?
This does not anticipate any change to the statutes with respect to the pension systems or how they're funded. It's the current formula that's in place. Yeah.
No, I was
going
to go to the M&O, so go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the other thing about the pension retirement contribution, as you may recall from last year, just the timing of when the board and the actuaries come back with their report about what's going to be necessary for next year's contribution, which really impacts the last 6 months of the year for the tollway, since we're in a slightly different fiscal year, right, Mike? It's typically, you know, 1 week after our board meeting. So this is a number that sometimes does change between October and December, despite our best efforts, just because, you know, of the timing.
This cost represents Power and the State Employees Retirement System staff's best estimate of what the actuary might say late October meeting, which happens to occur after our board meeting.
So just on the maintenance and operation, I got my little preview of this budget and was having a hard time getting this into my brain, so I just want to make sure I got it. So it's like if we build an addition on a house, when you're building it, the construction costs are sort of in a separate budget, but once the house, the addition is on the house, you have to heat it and light it and do all the rest of that stuff. So that becomes a part of your ongoing operating costs. So it looks like a bigger increase in our operation and maintenance this year than it actually is. It's just going to be built into our base now for as long as
we
live.
Right, it will be.
Okay. So we aren't actually spending a lot more on the existing infrastructure, but it's the stuff that we've added in that's causing this increase.
Right. I think that the costs, in fact, for some of the, for example, the GIS, were similar to this in terms of maintaining it and so forth during the development stage. But once it's completed and done and populated, like you said, with the house, you still have to do the little repairs every year and the maintenance work and so forth. And that's what's reflected now in the operating.
Okay. And you'll see the correlating decrease in other capital.
Right.
Where, you know, we were paying it kind of from one pot, and now we have to pay it from another.
Right.
Thank you.
So this is a more detailed a view of the budget from a major account, broken out by major account category. As you can see here, salary and wages, about 0.8% or $800,000 increase. So salary and wages have been maintained at a relatively low increase. There are some additional headcount that will be funded in capital in support of the Move Illinois program. It wouldn't be reflected in this number. As we mentioned earlier, a $3.4 million increase in retirement. Health insurance costs for those that are on our health insurance plan, We're expecting about a 6% rate of growth in medical costs. We also do have a health, the Teamsters covered by their own plan. We were able through the negotiation process to lock those costs in place. So that allows us to see a little bit of relief in terms of medical inflation in the group health insurance costs. The contractual services, $7.1 million, that's really in large part that $5.2 million in reclassifications that we spoke to on the earlier slide. Parts and fuel, there are some additional costs for parts associated with our ITS, our intelligent transportation system, and cameras on our system. Many of those cameras are starting to age. They need replacement parts, hardware upgrades for the operating components of those cameras, and that's reflected in that category. And equipment and system maintenance, about a $2 million increase. That's really largely our effort. Joe and Shauna and their staff at your direction to implement a disaster recovery system for our RITE system. There's a cost associated with licenses that are needed for that disaster recovery system, as well as maintenance costs that would increase as a result of having this backup disaster recovery. Of course, this is critical to our operation. Headcount essentially flat again in 2013. There are, as we mentioned, some additional staff in the engineering department, primarily in support of the Move Illinois program, and elimination of some vacant positions. No individuals, no current employees, but elimination of some vacant positions, can primarily in the toll collection area that offset. So headcount of 1595, slightly less than 2012. With respect to debt issuance, the new debt will provide funding for the Move Illinois program. Again, as mentioned earlier, as much as $1 billion. Outstanding debt is currently $3.9 billion. Well, will be after we make our principal payment in January. Debt service transfers, I think we saw on an earlier slide, $317 million. It's comprised of $229 million of interest expense, about $93 million in principal payments, about $10.9 million in credit enhancement costs. Those are really primarily fees paid to the banks that provide credit support for our variable rate bonds. And then we get a federal Build America bond subsidy, which helps offset those costs in total. Debt service coverage. In 2012, of 3 times, obviously as we issue more debt and fund the Move Illinois program, that coverage will be reduced. But our goal in the financing plan for Move Illinois, as it was previously when we started CRP, is to maintain debt service coverage of at or near 2 times. And one other item that we have included in here in debt service, there is $5 million included as a contingency in the event that we have an opportunity to refund or restructure a portion of our synthetic fixed rate debt. I'd like to turn it over to Kathy Williams to speak to the capital program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this next slide is a summary of our capital program budget by quarter for 2013 for both the CRP and Move Illinois, the second year of our Move Illinois program. And as you can see, our 2012 budget for the total capital program is $592 million. Estimated expenditures for 2012 $419 million. And our 2013 total request is $922 million, again, for both the CRP and Move Illinois. As you can see, $703 million of the budget will be spent on existing system needs, such projects as the Tri-State, as well as system-wide improvements. $169 million will be spent for projects to go for system expansion. We also expect to spend $50 million in other capital projects. This is where a reclassification was made for certain initiatives from capital to M&O that Mike mentioned earlier in his presentation.
On the Illinois Route 53 extension in the Indiana, what's the breakout dollar-wise for both of those, for the $6.8 million?
I'm pretty sure that the entire $6.853, okay. We just characterized it as kind of both of those projects or any emerging projects in kind of the category that we were ascribing the funding to in the Move Illinois program, but it's really the Route 53 design and engineering and that contract work that we've discussed.
Feasibility studies.
Thank you.
So the next few slides will highlight some of the key construction and other capital projects for 2013. And as we mentioned, the $415 million will go towards the Jane Addams to rebuild and widen from the Elgin Plaza to Rockford, as well as repair, as well as bridge repair. $37 million will go toward the Tri-State Tollway for the completion of roadway resurfacing and bridge repairs. It also includes the relocation and restoration of Dixie Creek to be completed by the end of 2013, as well as other corridor-wide bridge repairs. Again, the completion of rehab and repairs of pavement and bridges on the Reagan Memorial of $6 million. And the resurfacing and replacement of lighting on the Veterans Memorial of $23 million. Our budget also includes system expansion needs of $169 million for construction of a new interchange at 294-57. A total of $73 million is expected to be spent on this project. A total of $96 million is expected to fund the design and construction on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project as well as part of this. We also expect to spend $218 million in system-wide improvements, $27 million to complete the all-new electronic interchange at Route 47 on I-90. We expect $95 million in pavement and bridge improvements. We also expect to spend $28 million to improve and upgrade our toll collection system, part of our continued efforts and priorities to improve our customer service. And then our budget allows for other capital projects of $79 million. Again, $50 million, which we expect to spend in 2013. So in addition to program support costs of $23 million, we expect to spend $23 million to fund technology. And this includes transponder purchases, mainframe upgrades, web and e-commerce, and the implementation of a disaster recovery strategy. In addition to that, we expect to spend $8 million on our roadway and fleet, and $6 million on our ITS systems. This is part of our ongoing effort to improve, again, customer service and safety.
So in summary, the tentative budget is predicated upon continued revenue growth, slow and steady growth in revenue. This funding the second year of the Move Illinois program, which is a substantial increase from the 2012 amount. Base operating growth consistent with our long-range capital financing plan of 4% growth, as much as $1 billion in new bonds to provide funding for current and future capital needs. As Kathy mentioned, a number of technological investments which will help support improved customer service. Any questions? We do have some additional slides that you can peruse in the appendix.
I just would like to make the point that Christy and Mike and Bill had set up a meeting to talk to the financial advisors in advance, and as Christy said, we were going to have a discussion with them with the full board, but I think the issue here is that we do feel comfortable that we have adequate revenue coming in to support the issuance of new debt, and that it's likely that we will be in a good place in terms of the market to go out into the market. And from the perspective of the board, that's really the question here, is what kind of cash flow are we going to need to support the program? And then when do we go into the market with how much to get the best rates for the tollway customers and for us to be able to build this money? We're starting to have that discussion, and I will come back to this committee with a more complete discussion, but that's the kind of thing I have. I think that the framing of the highlights really establishes that as one of the important issues that the board will have to be thinking about. In addition to the fact that you guys have all thought about controlling costs and making sure the revenue gets collected well and that we don't have a lot of leakage, that's very important. The ongoing and continuing work that the tollway does, but really I think the big question coming up for this committee is going to be thinking about going into the market.
Thanks, ma'am. Christy, anything else?
No, again, I just want to say it is always a lot of work to get this put together, and also just the presentation and refining it so that, you know, some of these things that are complicated, I know you all are very capable of grasping, but also making it clear to the public, because we use this presentation as our basis for the public presentations that we give, and I think the staff did a great job. So Mike, you and your team, and I know Wendy also weighed into de-jargon it. I don't know how you describe that, but we appreciate everybody's hard work and all of the departments also in submitting their budgets and working with us to really hold the line on those, on the kind of growth in our operating budget, which obviously is important to the organization's long-term viability. So nice work, everybody.
Well, I guess that the additional point here then would be, since these, a lot of us are looking at this for the first time, as we look at these slides, think about if you're somebody coming to one of these public hearings,
yes,
would you actually understand this and maybe let Mike or Chair Peterson know if you think there's a better way of presenting it?
And we did have a lot of help from Wendy and the departments, and particularly I want to mention our budget staff. They spent a lot of hours here this past couple of weeks. And we're here, they're not, but they were a big part. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Item six, finance. We have two items for review and approval.
First item for finance is approval of the payment to the Office of the Auditor General for the 2011 audit costs. The Auditor General actually contracts with, if you're aware of this, KPMG. That cost that KPMG billed the Auditor General this year is $519,750. This cost of the audit was actually about $42,000 less than the cost last year. I think we got this question earlier, they put in nearly 5,700 hours on the audit, and actually were capped out on their contract. They spent about 800 hours more than they had budgeted for. So it may not have seemed like it at times, but we got our money's worth. So we're just asking for your approval to make that payment to the Auditor General's audit expense fund.
That's external audit, which is up to the annual basis. How long were they here for?
Years.
5,700 hours, does that come out to staff-wise and days?
Well, I think that's an equivalent of three full-time people all year long. I mean, they add as many as six or seven people at different times over the year, so. It's an intense process. The second item, something that we actually spoke a little bit about this morning as well, is an authorization to extend a standby bond purchase agreement, which is one of the credit facilities that we have in place to support our variable rate bonds. And this is the 1998 Series D bonds. This standby agreement was originally put in place when the bonds were issued in 1998. It's with Helleba Bank, acting through its New York office. It's currently costs about 60 basis points for the credit they would provide, which is about $786,814 annually. This contract, this agreement was actually rebid a couple of years ago through our financial advisor, which is PFM. And Helleba, again, was the low bid, the best proposal. In fact, they're the lowest cost liquidity provider that we have right now. The expectation, what we're seeking is the authorization to extend this agreement for another 364 days. Although we would also seek authorization to extend it for another term should they provide us a proposal that is attractive. The expiration of these bonds is January 1, 2017. So I think what we would request or recommend is authorization for the chairman or executive director to execute an extension with them that could go as long as 4 years if the rates were very attractive. Our expectation is they're likely to offer a 1-year extension. The reason that we don't have the rates at this point is because the terms of the agreement require that we provide them notice no earlier than the beginning of October that we would like a renewal. They then have 30 days to respond to that. So we are expecting to receive a response in very early November. Because of the mechanics of notifying bondholders, it wouldn't work well to wait till the November board to seek this approval. Our expectation, given our discussions with PFM and others, is that this fee is likely to stay the same or decline because the general market cost for these facilities has come down in recent years, although this was a very aggressive bid at the time that we received it.
So on this extension, we don't need to go out for bid again? We can do a 1-year or possible, can contemplate a 4-year
yes.
extension on this?
Yes, the RFP that was conducted in 2010 contemplated renewals of this agreement.
What's that? It's in that agreement?
There's also a letter agreement with the bank that provides for an extension process.
So he wants to consider just a 1-year at this time?
What we're asking at this point is the delegation to the chairman or the executive director the authorization to extend for as much as 4 years if the rates are attractive. What I'm saying though also is the likelihood is that we will receive a 1-year buffer, not multiple year.
And when we receive the interest rates, we can certainly send it out to the
board. Bring those to the board.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So that everybody sees those and knows what we got, and then at approximately that time we would take what the term would likely be.
Yes. We should know by early November
right.
What they proposed. communicate that to you at the time.
Any questions? Then I guess item number three was just approval of the 2013 tentative budget that you already presented to us.
Okay.
I guess we'll take each of these individually. Do I hear a motion to approve item number one under finance, approval of payment to the Office of the Auditor General of Audit Expenses Fund for 2011 financial compliance audit in the amount of $519,750. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. Item number two, authorization extension of the standby bond purchase agreement for the authorities $123 million series 98 bonds from the current expiration date of 12/2012 to 1/2017. Do I hear a motion to approve the extension?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Goes to the full board. Item number three under finance, approval of the 2013 tentative budget. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Business systems. We have two items.
Good morning. Business systems, I'm going to the first item. Business systems brings to you today a request to amend the Trump contract with a scope of work and a dollar amount that encompasses disaster recovery and production environment upgrades for all the electronic tolling software. The amendment will not affect the tollways overall budget, nor will it affect the tollways overall scope of work. It will simply streamline two areas of work that are occurring so that we can improve overall contract management with our vendor electronic tolling consultant, CTC. This is essentially a housekeeping item. The board actually previously approved the scope of work, but we believe that it will improve overall contract management if we're able to make it part of the anchor contract with ETC.
So when we originally, and the board originally approved this, we had contemplated it as a separate standalone contract, and we've since decided that it's probably easier just to amend the existing agreement versus having another separate agreement with the same company.
Can you talk about why you thought it would be easier and then why it turned out not to be?
We thought it would be easier because we thought of it as a standalone project, disaster recovery and production environment refresh. It has turned out that it's actually a lot more involved and that both IT and business systems are working hand in hand with things that are currently operating and things that will operate in the future, and it was getting difficult with invoicing. So it's really a housekeeping issue that we're trying to fix, make a little bit better so that we can better manage the contract.
Because you can't really divide up what
it was getting
part
difficult
of the system
to divide up
people are touching.
Yeah. But we really had thought it would just be a standalone project, but it didn't quite work out like that.
And you asked for, is it a one-year extension?
It's just the scope of work. So it's not an extension so much. It's amending. We have a very big contract that we call Trump with ETC, and it's amending it so that we can make sure the proper scope is in it. Because the scope currently sits outside of that contract, and we're trying to make sure that
The scope, but it's really also the budget, right? I mean, it's the
does
dollars
move
to
the
perform
dollars.
Because the scope. It accommodates, the scope of the contract accommodates this work. It's really the budget and whether what we scoped out for the budget.
Right.
But it doesn't increase, the budget's neutral. It doesn't, we're not increasing anything.
It increases the dollar limit of the contract. It does
to
not
transfer from one
contract to the
other.
Okay.
So the budget is already set aside. It's sitting in IT, but this will move it into the Trump contract.
Thanks. Item number two.
Clear as mud.
I know. It's
kind of, I think it's an accounting.
any questions on item one? Okay. Item two?
Item two, we're going to have to defer because the procurement has not been completed as we had anticipated. We're still trying to make a final determination on responsiveness.
Okay.
We had high hopes.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve item one under Business Systems Contract Amendment for Toll Revenue Management and Maintenance Program with Electronic Transaction Consultants Corporation in the amount of $462,000? Motion to approve.